Today, we remember a man who gave his life fighting for racial equality. It's been 45 years since Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, and producer Aaron Trank takes a look at what his legacy means today.
People around the world today mourn the loss of Dr. King. But King's words and ideas remain a part of many lives.
Well, every time we do something good, every single act that has purpose, that elevates the quality of life, it reminds us that Dr. King did not die in vain.
After all this time has passed, how is King remembered by most Americans? Dr. Claiborne Carson is a Stanford history professor and the founding director of the Martin Luther King Research and Education Institute there. He says the impact of King's life isn't fully appreciated.
I don't think it's fully appreciated. I think that he's often put in the category of African-American civil rights leader. But I think that's kind of like saying that Gandhi was an Indian independence fighter.
King's activism was bigger than just the struggles of African-Americans in the U.S. He had a sense of the global dimension of the freedom struggle, Carson says, a struggle that continues around the world today.
You know, I think that King played a role in defining it in those broad terms of, you know, how do we on a worldwide scale transform peasants and the descendants of peasants into citizens?
Carson's journey with King began in 1963, when he was in the crowd for the famed "I Have a Dream" speech in Washington.
Will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
It was the first demonstration I'd ever been at. Now, for me, it was the concluding speech of a long day of speeches. I didn't know it was the "I Have a Dream" speech. It didn't have a name. It was just King's concluding speech.
King's legacy inspires causes of all kinds today. Right now, his assassination is being marked in Memphis, the city where he was killed, with a labor union rally. And in his hometown of Atlanta, with the launch of a campaign against youth violence. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.